The Guardian.
Tell me about Annette, because she was a great friend of yours, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Well, she started after me, and she wasn't really doing it a lot. She'd do it now and again, but a couple of months before the murders is when she started doing it a lot. But she wanted to be a beautician, so she was mainly struggling towards that. But when she got on crack cocaine is when I seen a lot of her, because she was on heroin when I first met her. That's how I met her, through dealers and things. And she was a gorgeous girl. She never looked a mess. She was always immaculate. She never had a bad hair day or anything. Most of the girls hated her. Not hated her, but, you know, because she didn't have a bad hair day. But she was a really nice girl, good to talk to. She wouldn't hurt anybody.
What was it about her that made the pair of you become...
She was just nice. She wasn't nasty. And if you tell her something, she'd keep it to herself. So that's, we just became really good friends. And that's why we kept it. If I told her to keep something to herself, she'd keep it to herself, so the other girls wouldn't. So that's how we became really good friends, so because we knew we could trust each other.
So you'd known her for quite a few years, had you?
Yeah.
And then a little while before the murder, she started working a lot more?
A lot more, yeah.
Do you know what had happened at that point?
She, as I said, she just got more depressed and the crack took hold of her. So when she was smoking crack, she'd have to take more gear, so of course she needed more money, and the only way to do that was work.
You're not working anymore?
No, I'm not.
About what your life and Annette's life would have been like at that time? When would you have
it
come out?
It was horrible. We'd start, well, I'd start about 7:30. It depends on the light. If it was summer, we wouldn't go out until, you know, like 7. But when it was dark, we'd out there as early as we could get. But Annette didn't come out till later on, and because she always had the regulars that would pick her up anyway. So she'd only go down there, do 2 or 3, depending on whether she had the regulars on her phone. So we could be out there till the early hours of the morning if it was a really bad night.
And how many men would you see in one night?
It depends, really. I seen about 4 or 5, and the same with Annette, but she had a regular, so I don't know how many she'd see.
And we've talked before about what that was like. Do you mind if I ask?
No, it was horrible. You learn to blank it out over the years, though, and because you're on drugs, just think of something else. I know it sounds odd, but that's what you do. Because you get used to it, it's just, you know, it's over within seconds, hopefully, sometimes.
A lot of people don't kind of understand maybe the desperation that you can get when you're on heroin.
Yeah,
can you talk a bit about
like, sometimes if you're really ill, you'll do it for less. Like, you won't do it for 40, you'll do it for 30 if you're really ill. And you can, if you're that desperate, it's that bad. Like, if the police were around, we'd like stay out there really late. And the weather we've been out in, like snow, rain, the drug gets you that bad because it makes you that ill. You have to do it. It's not that you have to do it. So, I need to do it. It's not that you want to do it, you just have to.
And did you feel bad about what you were doing, or is it just that you don't have time? How do you feel about yourself?
Well, in the beginning, when I first got into the car, this was the very first night I did it. I stopped, told to stop the car and got out. And I built my confidence up a bit after that one. And then I was sick when I got out of the car. But then, because you're on drugs, it just blanks it out, and you know you've got to do it. So you just try and think of something else. You feel revolting when you're doing it, but sometimes, because you're on that many drugs, it just blanks it out anyway.
There's not that many women who were working in Ipswich, weren't there? And so, did you know the other girls that died?
I knew Gemma and Paula. I didn't know Anna Lee that well, because she'd come and went. But all the Tanya was new on the scene because she was a young girl. She kept herself to herself.
Yeah.
So I knew her for about a week, Tanya, to talk to.
And did all the girls get on, or would you have
sometimes
special?
There was nasty girls, like, you know, they'd come from another district or something, get nasty. There can be bitchiness out there, but not always. It used to be okay. You say hi to everyone you see, and that was it, really.
And you mentioned that you and Annette used to look out for each other,
yeah,
is that right?
Like, if we were working in the same area, I'd look over the road and, give her time to get back. If she was longer, phone her phone. And we always used to say, if our phones were off, we'd phone the police. But I wasn't out with her that night, that it all happened, so... Because she wasn't supposed to be working.
She wasn't supposed to be working.
No, she said she was, because I seen the night before. She said she was going to stay in that night, and so I didn't go out either because I got paid that day from the dog, so I didn't even bother going out. I knew she was going out, I'd gone out as well, but she said no, she wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Annette disappeared after the first girls went missing.
Yeah.
Had you talked to her or to the other girls? I mean, what were you saying among yourself?
We were worried, but when you're on drugs, you just don't. You know, you think if you can open a car door, this is what we thought, we'd know it was a murderer. We didn't even know it was the bloke that it was because we've seen him all the time. So me and Annette thought, look out, don't get in the cars with anybody we don't know, just get in the cars with regulars, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a regular that ended up being the person, so...
Steve Wright was somebody that the girls knew?
Yeah, Annette went with him a couple of times, I know that. I did, and a few more other girls used to see him, but he was always a late person to come out. He'd drive round a couple of times first, then choose the girl he wanted.
And you'd been with him quite...
I've been with him three times, but that was in the space of a couple of years as well.
Did he stand out for you, or was he just another punter?
He was just... We used to call them window lickers if they go round a lot, so he was one of them. But he'd see one girl, then you wouldn't see him for a couple of months because he'd see somebody else. So he was just like a regular punter, really. You would, you know, just sometimes you'd see him out there, sometimes you wouldn't, depending if you stay out that long yourself. So we didn't suspect him.
And the first time you saw him was a few years back, so he'd actually been visiting girls here for a while.
Yeah. Because he'd been up in Norwich first. I don't know if he did it up there, but he was working as a truck driver. And I can't remember who was the first one to see him, but I seen him after a year of doing business on the streets, and I'd done it business with him in the car that time. Then he picked me up a year after that, and we did it at the back of his house in the car park. And then he picked me up after what had just happened with everything, and we actually did it in his house that time.
He picked you up after the first girls had gone, is that right?
Yeah, he picked me up after Paula went missing.
And you went back to his house that
time?
I went
back to his house. We went upstairs in the front bedroom.
And do you mind if I ask, did you have sex on the floor or in the bed?
We were going to have sex on the bed, but he heard a bang and he'd already given me the money, so he said, quick, you've got to go. I don't know if it was someone coming in or someone getting out of a car, but I rushed downstairs and I didn't even do anything with him and just left.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like my life's been saved in a way if he is the person that's done it, because it could have been me, that I could be dead now if it is him. So it makes me feel a bit of relief, but a bit guilty because I got away. Well, I know it sounds awful, but I feel a little bit guilty because Annette's dead and I got away.
Do you think Annette trusted him because he was a regular?
Everyone trusted him. That's what we were doing. We all used to say, don't go with, like, that's what people used to say to us, don't go get in a car with anyone you haven't seen before. So that's what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We tried everything. I know it sounds daft, but we always used to go with them. If I'd get in a car with someone I recognised and had seen a lot before. So we never went with any new people when all this was happening, but...
Tell me about the last time that you saw Annette, because I know you'd been out together.
We'd been out smoking drugs together. I was driving a car at that time when I wasn't supposed to. So she asked me to drop her off down West End Road where her regular punter was in a truck. So I dropped her off there, actually watched her get in, so I went home after that.
And you didn't hear from her again?
Next thing I heard about her, she was missing.
And obviously that's incredibly upsetting for you.
Yes.
I know that you sort of, the shock of the murders was a big shock to you in your life, Tracy. Just tell me about that.
Well, because I was on drugs at the time, you don't feel a lot when you're on drugs, but now I'm coming off drugs and I'm on the methadone, everything's coming at once, and it's a bit hard to, you know, because it's all been quick what's happened, you know, the court case. So I haven't really had time to grieve over it, so it's hard.
You stopped, though, didn't you? You stopped working and you stopped using drugs. How long did it take for that to... tell me why you decided first.
Because Annette died and because it was too hard to get a punter out there as well, and I didn't want to risk anything.
You stopped quite soon after that Annette disappeared, didn't you? Do you remember how soon it was?
It was about a week.
Right.
I was still doing people off the phone. because he'd been arrested then, so that's why I started doing it a little bit again until I got my prescription, and I didn't do it at all.
Mm-hmm. And you've stopped work now altogether?
I haven't been. Last time I was working is when I just told you. I haven't been in a car with anybody or anything like that.
I mean, you've obviously, you know, been amazingly strong and kind of turned
it is hard. It was hard. It's not as easy as I've made it out to be. I've had bad days where I'd started drinking for a bit, but I've stopped that now, so it isn't easy. It was hard.
And the other thing is, there's a lot of the women here have stopped, haven't they? Why do you think you've all managed to take that decision?
Because something's made us actually do it. That we needed the kick up the bum to make us do it, and the help was here from Iceni, and that's why we've done it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned just there, you said that the heroin sort of dulls your emotions.
Yeah.
And then that all...
It's all come about. That's why I'm getting counselling as well. Because, a lot's happened to me while I've been on drugs and I haven't been able to cope with it. So now I'm just learning to cope with everything that's happened in the past as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you would like to be kind of the legacy of the five girls that died? What would you like to change as a result of their...
I just don't want to see any girls wasting their lives standing on streets and being on drugs, and I think that Iceni and that are achieving that by what's going on at the moment. I just hope that the other girls keep to it like I have.
What do you think needs to happen?
I think, well, not just in Ipswich. I think the help needs to be everywhere that's in Ipswich, in other districts as well, so girls can get the help in other parts of the country like we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what needs to happen. I don't think people should look down and nasty on working girls, because they are there for a reason, and they're not there just to be. I know they're on drugs, but they have it better than them mugging someone or shoplifting. I know it's degrading what they're doing, but they have to do it for a reason.
Do you think people understand working girls a bit better now?
I don't know. There's a different part. People are treating us differently, and have been saying nicer things than they usually say. Yes,
do you get that? Do you get that impression? Yeah, what makes you say that?
Because a girl that was still working out there, she says she doesn't get abuse when she's walking down the street. She gets some kids giving it her, but not like the older people that just, you know.
Did you used to get abuse?
Yeah, you used to get people throwing things at you in cars and calling you a slag, and you just get used to it though.
Don't tell me anything specific, but just in terms of your life, I know you're very keen to kind of make a big change in your life. What are you kind of hoping for?
I just want to get a job and meet someone really nice and settle down.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.